Hey, 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 Transfer Cats. Welcome back to 30 Days to Transfer, the podcast where we're going to turn your transfer stress into transfer success. I am Scott Cooper, your host, aka Transfer Man. And today we are talking about something that might seem a little old school, but trust me, it's going to make a huge difference in your transfer journey. Building your professional portfolio. This is the direct answer to the previous episode called Fake Noodle, the Imposter Syndrome. Because when you start to see your true professional self, you're going to feel like you belong. Once you got the look, you are going to feel it. It takes me back to the 1980s. She's got a portfolio. She's got the look. She's got the look. Yes, no, that was not Roxette. That was Transfer Man. And doing my version. You guys are going to feel so darn professional, you know. But before we get into it, here's a quick dad joke for you. Why did the student bring a ladder? I know. Why did the student bring a ladder to the career fair? Because they wanted to take their career to the next level. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And I don't know where you're at, but today is actually Talk Like a Pirate Day. So I don't know if you knew this, but what did the pirate say on his 80th birthday? I'm 80. Oh my goodness. And you know why pirates have trouble singing the alphabet? They get lost at sea. Oh, isn't that terrible? No, that's good stuff. Thank you for laughing in your car. I appreciate that. Okay. Have a wonderful day at work. But first, let's talk about why a professional portfolio matters. So here's the deal. At this stage of your transfer journey, organization is going to be everything. We're not just talking about shoving papers into a backpack or random Google Docs. We're talking about having a system, right, that shows that you're ready to be an upper division college student and eventually a professional. So think of this like your portfolio is a transfer survival kit. This thing is going to be something, I mean, like a flotation device in the transfer storm. You can hold on to this thing too. It's great. It keeps all your deadlines, your documents, your goals in one place. And you're never going to have to panic. So when you sit down in that interview, that scholarship interview, college interview, internship interview, you are going to feel so darn professional. And you're going to look professional. I'm telling you, at this stage of the game, when you roll in like that, people are going to be, wow, this person is put together. There are two ways that we're going to talk about in being professional today in terms of portfolio. One is physical and one is digital. So first up is the physical portfolio. I want you to get a 13-pocket physical portfolio. These are really affordable. You can get them for $6 or less at a lot of the major stores. I got a really nice looking one on Amazon for about 10 bucks, and it's the faux leather. It looks really good. And I have my labeled. It looks beautiful. I made my own kids do this. All three of my kids did this. Every kid I've worked with for the past 30 years, when I started teaching, this is a portfolio system I've used for everybody. I use it in my career and life planning class with my college students. I used it with high school students because it works. Organization works. And I'm not normally an organized person, right? And it's kind of a joke in my house because I got an organization award and my wife like wants to knock it off the table, kind of like in the Christmas story when she knocks the leg lamp off. She kind of wants to do that to my award. I know. She wants to do that, right? Which I don't think is very funny because I earned that award. I've worked really hard to be organized. And here's how you're going to do it. All right, let's label this thing. Number one, resume. You need a one-page professional highlight reel. If you don't have a resume, you're going to be doing this in the Career Center ASAP. Two is your cover letter. Same thing. Career Center can help a lot. Tailored to jobs, scholarships, internships. This is what you're going to keep in your portfolio. So this is like ready to go. or examples are ready to go, or ones that you've previously used. You should all get a transcript. Unofficial is just fine from your student portal. Print that out, throw that in number 3 transcript for colleges and careers. So this is going to be the research that you've been doing on your college application list and the careers that you're interested in. If you haven't done any career work, you know, we're going to be talking a lot about that in the next few episodes, kind of more career related things. We want our major to line up with our career, right? So hopefully you've done some job shadowing. If you haven't, for number 5, it's called personality. That's the section on personality. Get to your career center. They have amazing resources. You can take Myers-Briggs, a True Colors, a Strong Interest. ONET has the RISET codes, also known as Holland codes, which are really helpful in terms of figuring out what it is that you were called to do. The earlier you figure out what you're called to do, the better, right? And we talked about that in major. So I want you to cross-check. Is the major you're doing really lining up with who you are, right? You can make yourself do just about anything. I know people that are so smart, you know, they can do anything they want, but are you going to be happy? Because 30 years later, I love what I do. I love education because it fits my personality. And I've held different jobs in the past. I did data entry and oh my goodness, like, you know, I couldn't take it sitting in the cubicle. It was kind of like that movie Office Space. And I was like looking for my stapler. It was terrible. Okay. But the person next to me loved it because it was a really good fit with their personality. So I want you to get to your career center if possible and check out something on personality. They do these remote too. So some of your schools will give you codes to do a free Myers-Briggs. These are really good to know about yourself. You know, very few times in life do you get moments to self-explore and figure out who you are, what you're meant to do, what are your work values, what do you value in the use of your time and your energy. And, you know, it's really important. Because in the upper division transfer, you're really zeroing in on that stuff more than lower division general eds, right? Okay, personality, we talked about that. Number 6 is budget. You're going to be tracking your personal finances and the cost of attendance. So we're going to have to do a little bit of budgeting for next year. That's going to be important. Number 7 is scholarships. I want you to keep track of applications, deadlines, requirements. We're going to talk about transforming your personal statement into a scholarship statement in an upcoming episode. So stay tuned. Budget, we already talked about that. FAFSA or your DREAM Act. That's really important to keep your student aid report or student aid index paperwork, the stuff that you can print it out from your FAFSA or your DREAM Act portal. That's something really important to keep in there. That determines a lot of your need-based scholarships. So super important. Number 9 is your student education plan. This is something hopefully you've done for a while now and you've been updating it, but I do want you to go in and do like a grad check in your counseling office. So go in, make sure there's no surprises in May when you're supposed to graduate and transfer and you're missing a unit. You're 59 units, right? Or you don't have a golden 4, or you don't have something in your major. So no surprises. We have time to grab it in the fall. It's still fall. We have time to grab it in the winter. And we definitely have time to grab it in the spring. So right now is a perfect time to go do a student ed plan checkup. All right. Personal statements. This is what we've been working on in terms of your applications, the PIQs, the personal statement for the Common App, and the school-specific questions in Common App. Number 11 is interviewing. We're going to talk about this later, is practice questions and how to prepare for interviews. Number 12 is time management. This is, you know, schedules, planners, strategies. We're going to definitely be looking at the way that you use your time, because the way you're going to use your time in the upper division will be different than the way you use your time now. And the 13th pocket is typically miscellaneous, anything that doesn't fit but still matters. All right, pro tip. Keep this portfolio updated every semester. It's a snapshot of your growth as a student and future professional. You can even add like excellent schoolwork, dean's list, honor roll certificates, your college degree, your AAs and stuff can go in here. Majors like music, art, architecture, things like that already do this for their major. Think of this like a professional life portfolio, not just for a single subject. All right, now let's talk about the digital portfolio. Let's talk digital. You're going to be creating a Google Drive folder with the same 13 labels. This way you can access everything from anywhere, your laptop, phone, campus, computer. Bonus, well, when deadlines pop up like scholarships, admissions, transfer applications, you can quickly pull the files you need without hunting through old emails or random downloads. So make sure you name your documents clearly, the title of, you know, the document, and then also typically the date. I like to use dates where if I'm doing drafting of documents, essays or things like that, you would put the 6-digit date like 06/01/25 or whenever you edited it. Keep your documents labeled so that you can tell chronologically which came first and second. This makes you look super polished and professional, and you are going to thank yourself later. All right, your digital first impression is your online accounts. So let's talk about LinkedIn. And I was a holdout. I didn't have LinkedIn or Facebook or anything like that till recently. I had to get LinkedIn when I went to a conference. We all had to have one. So I'm telling you, it's no longer optional. Employers, transfer team admissions, scholarship committees, they're going to look you up. And here's what you need to have a good looking LinkedIn portfolio. You need a professional headshot. So this is not a selfie on your phone like you're at Disneyland or something like that. This is not your high school yearbook photo or some kind of emoji, right? So many college and career centers offer headshot sessions. So double check and see if yours does. If not, just get a friend to take a really clean picture. Yes, the modern cell phones are great. You know, the pixels on a new cell phone, they're excellent. Make sure your background is non-offensive, just a solid color or something, you know, that looks good. All right. So we need a headline too, and this is going to show your goals. For example, community college student, future environmental engineer, passionate about sustainable design. And this is a summary that tells your story, why you're transferring, what you're passionate about, and where you're headed. So clean up your online presence. If your Instagram or TikTok is public, make sure it represents you well. Schools and employers do check this. If you wouldn't show it to your grandma or future boss, it probably shouldn't be out there. And quite honestly, I would steer clear of anything political. Number five, part five, why this all matters. So here's the thing. At this point in your journey, organization is like 80% of transfer success. It just is. You know, you've done the studying, you've gotten the grades, you've done the major prep, you're doing the applications. Organization from here on out is really going to be what determines where you transfer. I've had people get into great schools and then they just didn't accept it, or they didn't do their financial aid, so they couldn't afford that great school. So literally from here on out, it's all about organization. When you're juggling applications, deadlines, decisions, this portfolio is really going to help you stay calm and confident. And so it's not just about paperwork. It's about showing the world that you're ready to level up. You're put together. So here is your to-do list. Yes. Are you ready? All right. I know you're excited. Aren't you excited? Thank you. All right. I want you to get a 13-pocket physical portfolio. Label it with the sections we talked about. Two, create yourself a Google Drive folder. It's free. Come on now. Number three, update your LinkedIn profile with a professional headshot, clear headline, clean and compelling summary. And number four, do a quick social media cleanup. Okay? Make sure your online presence reflects your best self. That's it for today's episode. Over the next few weeks, we'll dive deeper into each section of your portfolio, resume building, personal statements, scholarship hacks, all that kind of stuff. It's all together, right? Remember, looking professional isn't just about appearances. It's about being ready to step into your future with confidence. I am Scott Cooper, your transfer man, à ton service. And I will see you next time. Now go start building that portfolio. You have got this. Do it.